This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is creating an Office of Rail Safety to improve its oversight of freight and passenger rail lines. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state is also imposing new safety requirements on trains.
The new law is meant to help prevent and prepare for derailments and toxic spills. It sets training requirements for railroads and first responders, and it gives railroad employee unions more power to push for safety inspections. It also bars trains from blocking road crossings for more than 10 minutes in most circumstances. Governor Jared Polis signed the rail safety bill into law in Pueblo on Friday. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The governor is marking the passage of several housing laws that he supported during the recent legislative session. That's a big change from last year when his effort to rewrite development rules for the state failed in the face of strong local government opposition. Polis says an extra year made the issue more urgent and that his tactics changed.
We divided up one big omnibus bill into five or six different bills, pretty much all of which passed. And that allows for more flexibility in kind of assembling the coalitions. Many of those were bipartisan, too.
Polis says the goal is to get communities to allow more dense and affordable development, especially around transit lines. Colorado Springs could create its own city-operated ambulance service. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
Colorado Springs currently contracts with American Medical Response to run its ambulance service. But the city's fire officials say they can do a better, faster, and cheaper job if the city turns that responsibility over to them. According to a presentation city council members saw Monday, AMR has breached its contract with the city by arriving late to more than 33,000 emergency calls over the last 3 years. The proposal would not require extra tax dollars. The city says funds collected from insurers and patients would fully fund the program. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Colorado ski season will last a little longer. Arapahoe Basin says it will stay open until at least June 1st. A closing date has not been set. A basin typically has the longest ski season in Colorado. It can be open into July. There's a chance for rain along the Front Range this afternoon. This is CPR News.